Words of Hope. I am Molina, your host, and let us get started with our breathing exercise today. Breathe in and breathe out. And one last time, this time I want you to add some stretching to it. Maybe raise your arm, stand up if you can, and take in a deep, deep breath. Fill in your lungs. Let's go. Exhale slowly. Yes. This morning, or whatever time of day it is for you that you are listening to the Pockets of Hope podcast, I want to encourage you and share a verse from Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, which reads, "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning." You know, we face a lot of sorrows. We face a lot of hardship in this life. Many times we get so busy doing the mundane, everyday tasks. We get caught up, and we often forget that we are, in fact, operating in the favor of God. We have access to the favor of God, and beyond just his favor, we also have access to the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord which gives us strength from day to day. Even though we go through the hardships, we go through our weeping, we go through our worry, there is joy. Joy comes. I believe that joy is what the Holy Spirit brings to us. I believe that the favor of God is a part of the Holy Spirit being in our lives as well and making our path straight. And so sometimes we get, you know, focused on all of the things that are so wrong, we don't pay attention to what has been happening that is right, what the Lord has been preserving us from, you know, or preserving us for. And so today I pray that you would focus on the favor of God in your life. Embrace the joy that will come even while you weep, even while things are not perfect, because life is not always going to be perfect. Things won't always be, you know, roses and daisies and just wonderful. There is conflict in everyday life. There is trial and testing and challenging. That is necessary for us, for our growth daily. There is going to be blockages, and we have to push past those blockages. And so we won't do it alone. We do not have to do that alone, because the favor of God is with us forever. And his joy, it comes to us. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So our walk must be upright. Our walk must be upright. And he will bestow his favor and his honor upon us. But our walk must be upright. And the upright walk is easy if there's no challenges. So we get it that there are challenges. There are things. There are people that come and they try you on the job. They try you. The children try you. The spouse try you. You know, family members try you. All sorts of things happen. That is all part of the enemy's plan. That is all a part of life. The conflict, the things that we face. But then again, we must remember that God is our shield. Amen. And we won't be going through these things forever. And even when those things are happening, we have the Holy Spirit, who is a comforter, who is a guide. He will be our light. He will help us to grow past these things if we would just embrace the power of God and His presence in our life. So I pray that God bless you today. I pray that you would embrace the favor of God today. Embrace the joy of the Lord that is with you in the morning, in the evening, every single day. And even though sometimes it might not be the easiest thing to acknowledge, because what's happening is so in your face, the reality of your situation is so real, I pray that God would allow you to see things from His perspective. I pray that you would find the time to delve deeper and embrace His joy. Look for it in His Word. Look for His love. Look for where He is showing it in the little things that are happening all around you, in your home, within your family. Look for it and you will see the presence of God. You will find His favor and you will find the joy that you need to go through this week and forevermore. You will. And let it become a practice. It makes life easier for you when you practice to look for God in situations. It builds your faith. It most certainly builds your faith in Him. It makes you trust Him more when you know that He is there, even in the bad times. So that might require you pushing past yourself, pushing past your own feelings, and not leaning on your own understanding, because God is not limited by our abilities and our imagination. His power to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could ever ask or think is not limited by what we think He can do. He is far beyond that. He is far beyond that. His favor is greater than that. He is wonderful. And the joy that you can feel when you fully commit and trust and decide that you will seek God every day in everything, even in the most unusual places. Once you can do that and you find Him daily, you acknowledge Him daily, you will find that your life is full of light and full of the joy that He desperately wants to give you. God bless you today. God keep you. And it is a pleasure to share this small pocket of hope.